How's everybody today? So, half of us was yesterday with us for the cookout, and we had a great time, so thank you everybody for coming out. But towards the end of the night, about 7-ish, my dad and I and my son were sitting in the living room, and my son said, "So you doing the message, right? Tomorrow, Mama, right?" And I said, "No." And Daddy said, "Talima, can you do the message?" So I made a promise to him the last time he asked me to do the message, because I wasn't prepared, that I would be prepared if he ever asked again. So my son said, "Did I snitch on you?" And my father said, "Yes." So I am prepared this time. So,
amen.
The name of my message is going to be, What Are the Desires of Your Heart? And I want to start that off with Philippians 4. So we can just go to that. Sorry, I'm a little slow, guys. And we're going to go to verse 6 and 7. So we're going to do Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And that says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and in the minds of in Jesus Christ." So, starting with that to say, a lot of the times, the desires of your heart are the things that you want. But I had to make a decision that I wanted to be the desires of my heart, the things that God wanted to be the desires of my heart. And in order for that to happen, we need to make a decision that we want our hearts to be the hearts of God. Before we can move forward and do anything, I could not until I made that decision. And that's where Philippians comes in. Because once you make the decision, God makes everything else a walk in the park for you. I have struggled for years. Everyone knows I've come home, I've go back. Come home, go back, come home, go back. And the tithing, I was always A1 with the tithing. And Daddy always used to tell me, if you could line the rest of your life up with the way you tithe, you're good to go. But, and I kept asking God, well, why haven't things lined up like my tithe? Well, it was because I never made the decision to fully give my heart and my desires to God. And once I did, everything else became clear for me. I have not done, had a taste of alcohol in over 2 months, and that is big for me. But telling you that to tell you that I have not even urged for it, not one time. Once the decision was made, God took that away from me. I've been around my brothers, I've been around family members, everybody's having their little drinks. Not one time did I say, let me just get a little taste. Or, you know, I would do that before. I'm not gonna drink for a couple of months. Well, you know what? Let me just get a little taste. I'm not gonna get drunk though. But I have not even wanted it at all. So that is because of the desires of my heart. But also I want to go to Isaiah before we go on. Let's go to Isaiah. And we're going to go to Isaiah 41. And verse 10. I'm a little bit slow with this, guys. Sorry. Okay. And that says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. A lot of the times, fear is what holds you back from reaching the full potential of what God needs you to be. Scared to see something different, scared to step out in another realm, scared of the unfamiliar, and which is human, and that's familiarity is what we tend to get used to. But like I said, once you make that decision, God will hold your hand, sorry, and you won't have to worry about that fear. Just give it to him, let it go. Amen. So back to the desires of my heart. I have been talking to Terry. I don't know if everybody know her. She's Jerrica's mom. Some of you know, some of you don't. I've come home from something. She's a crisis counselor, and I needed a crisis counselor at the time. So, well, I am currently talking to her. She has us do homework, and in this homework, she said, I need you to write down everything you want to see changed in your life. And I'm looking at my list, and the things that I have that I want changed was attitude, compassion towards others, the way I speak, gossip. So she's looking at this stuff and she's saying, most people write cars, houses, relationship, a husband, you're not married, you know, things of that nature, but you wrote this stuff. And I said, yeah, well, because the desires of my heart have changed. And I need to change inside. So she asked me, well, what are you going to do this, to be more compassionate or to, and I told her, I'm walking with God and I need him to show me because it's nothing that I can do physically. Because physically, I'm not a rude person. I'm not a mean person. So I will see you and I'd say, hi, how you doing? And you can give me your advice. And I'd say, oh, okay. But when you leave, I'm like, whatever. She don't even know me. So, you know, and that's just me. But the desire to be more compassionate is because just because someone is not forefront in my life and in my immediate circle does not mean that God doesn't have a purpose in my life for them, even if it's just that advice. And I can't be there to accept that if I'm saying, oh, my circle is limited to Esther, Angie, mommy, daddy, you know. So that is one of the reasons why I wanted to change it. Amen? Turn with me, guys, also to Psalms. Let's go to Psalms for a minute. I know I'm kind of jumping over the place, but okay. I just want to make sure that I am backing everything up with some scripture, guys. And we will go to Psalms 37. And I'm going to start with verse 3. Psalms 37, verse 3. And I'll go from 3 to 6, which says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord. Wait, am I reading the right thing? Oh, yeah, I am. Sorry. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn and your vindication like the noonday sun. So, reading that to say, I'm sorry, give me just a second, guys. Okay, I'm coming. Okay, I was going to 6. Okay, reading that to say that the desires of your heart need to be, well, should always line up to, or will line up to exactly what you want it to be, even when you let God make it what he wants it to be. So you may not know that your desires of your heart is whatever God gives you as the desire of your heart, until you make that decision and give him that, when it lines up, it's going to be exactly what you want, but you would never be able to come into that until you make the decision and you give that completely to him. I would have never thought that this would be for me. Like, not saying God, just coming back home, and I'm the person that doesn't sit still. When it comes to, even when I have to come home, it's like, okay, I'm going to be home. I'll be home for about a month or two. I'm going to go ahead and get my place. I'm going to get me a new job. I'm a hustler. This is what I do. I don't ever have to worry about that type of stuff, because I never, ever, ever worry about not having a home or not being a provider for my kids. Those are the type of things I don't struggle with. The thing that I struggle with is being still. So this time when I got home and I started setting things up and I started calling, God said, "You're doing it again. I'm looking for," I asked the people to send me out the list of stuff in Allentown. "I'd rather be in Allentown. Allentown's faster. I don't want to be in the Poconos. You're doing it again." So I had to stop, and I had to be still. And it's good that you spoke up, Nelly, about being still. And that is so, so true, because when you're not still, your focus and your desires come back to what you want it to be and not what God needs it to be. And then when you're being still, you may go through a phase, or you may feel like, "I'm still and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm just sitting here. What am I doing, God?" You're being still. I'm gonna be still for y'all for a second. What am I doing? Being still. That's what he wants me to do. Like, I know you said it doesn't mean don't do anything at all, but for me it means don't do anything at all. You always control your life. You always take the front seat. You always be still. So for me, that's what that means. I am not to budge. I am to open that Bible. I am to pray. I am to, if I need to fast, whatever I tell you, you need to do, that's what you need to do. "Well, Lord, I'm not hearing you tell me to do nothing, because I haven't told you to do anything yet." Be still. So, sometimes being still, you may feel like you're not doing much, or you feel like you need something to do. Grab your Bible, get into your word, get into prayer, call your pastor, call one of your friends that you know is going to give you a good word. Be still. He will work everything out for you. I told my mom, I said, "Listen, one of my friends, I call her sister, we've been friends for over 20 years. She has her birthday in all these extravagant places every time, and I never get to go." And I said, "So this year she's going to Mexico." And I said, "Well, I don't have the kids. I always have the kids right when it's her birthday, because it's right after school. But I have to get a passport." They said, "Nope, passports are 16 to 18 weeks now because of COVID. Everything is because of COVID." And then I had this issue in Virginia and that issue here and that issue here. So you know what I said? "Lord, told me to be still. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to file for my passport. I'm going to wait. If this is meant for you, anything that's meant for me, He's going to open that door for me to walk through. I'm being still. Only movement I'm making is walking through these doors that he's opening in. And that's it. My passport came back in 3 weeks. They didn't even send my birth certificate back yet. But I don't care. We know who I am. I got the passport. So, guess who's going to Mexico? So, he lined it all up for me. I did nothing but fill out the application for the passport. They sent me messages in Virginia. Oh, we don't need you. Stay where you are. We can Zoom you. So the day that I was supposed to make my trip to Virginia, because I was needed up there for my daughter, court for my daughter, we don't need you. We can Zoom you wherever you are. Okay. Zoom me in Mexico. Works for me. Amen. So let's go to 7 now. We did do 3 to 6. Now we're going to do 7. And that says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger, turn from wrath, do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed. I've picked that verse. I've finished it out with the rest of that because, A, it says to be still. But also, even as a Christian, sometimes we can see people around us and we can wonder, why is that working for them? But that's not our world. That's not what God has designed for us. Just because they're doing it, don't envy them. Because what God has for you is so much better. And you do it through God, you're going to do it the right way. So there's a feeling that you get from doing things the right way. I don't care how much you scheme, and there's always going to be a feeling that's like, I didn't do this right. But when God is in it and he opens them doors for you and it's yours and you can claim it and say, I can claim this because God gave this to me. My Father God has taken care of me, so this is mine. Thanks, God. That feeling beats any feeling of however much money that they could have got from the credit card scheme or whatever scheme they got that got them $20,000 in 5 minutes. Listen, do not look at other people's lives and compare your life and wonder why, or be jealous or envious of what anyone else has, because God, what God has for you is for you, and he wants it done his way. When you do it his way, like the scripture said, you will reap all the benefits. Do not compare yourself, guys, to anyone else. I don't know how long I'm gotta go, but I don't have a whole lot left more to say. But I just wanted to close it up by saying, right now, being better, my choice is to be better. It makes me feel better. It's being better makes me feel better, which sounds kind of cliche, like you do better, you feel better, but that wasn't for me because I never had that kind of conviction. I always had the kind of conviction of, as long as I'm doing right by those who do right by me, I'm good. As long as it's this person, I'm good. So the fact that my heart wants to do better and I want to be a better person, I want to be more for the people, I want this stuff, it makes me feel better, is because that I decided that I wanted better. So once you decide you want better, you may decide that you want better for other things, but once God comes into your heart and changes the desires of your heart, you're going to notice that you want things that you never wanted before. I never wanted to change my attitude. I never wanted to love people more. I never wanted to be that person. But the fact that I made the decision to give my full heart and my full self to God, he's made these things, the desires of my heart, on top of what I thought I wanted the desires of my heart to be. For him, Find out from him, God, what do you want the desires of my heart to be? Give me the desires of my heart. Say that prayer, but make the decision that you are going to. Because when you make the decision that you're going to, once he tells you, you don't have to fight with it anymore. You don't have to wrestle with it anymore. You've decided to do it. It's just like anything else in life. Once you actually make that decision, it gets done. You can sit around all day and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to fold these clothes today after I watch this show. You know, I'm going to fold the clothes tomorrow. I'm going to fold them the next day. I've sat sometimes with baskets for six weeks until I had to, they went from a dirty, clean clothes basket to a dirty basket. We didn't live out the basket. So I just didn't decide. When I sit there and say, okay, I'm not taking it anymore. These clothes need to be folded. Whether it takes me 4 hours, I'm going to sit there and fold all those clothes. You have to decide. If you don't decide, you will always be in limbo. God, I want this, I want this, I want that. But have you decided to let me take over? Have you decided that you're going to let me show you what the desires of your heart should be? Make the decision. Let God take over your heart, and the desires of your heart will line up exactly where they need to be, and it will make you feel great. You will know that this is exactly the desires of my heart. Amen. Yeah.